Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Jen Gelber. The Supreme Court is deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Thursday, Trump's attorney, D. John Sauer, argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
While special counsel attorney Michael Dreeben argued against absolute immunity. Dallas-based Southwest Airlines is suspending its operations at four major airports, including George Bush Intercontinental in Houston. The carrier is reporting that despite a record $6.3 billion in revenue in the first quarter of this year, it lost over $230 million in that same time frame. The company says those losses, coupled with the delayed deliveries of new aircraft from Boeing, has led to the decision to suspend service at the airports. The World Health Organization says teen use of alcohol and e-cigarettes is alarming. In a new analysis, the WHO said the findings show a concerning picture. The most commonly used substance among adolescents is alcohol, with more than half of 15-year-olds saying they've tried it at least once. Nearly 1 in 10 teens say they've been drunk, with the rate increasing among older teens. Kim Kardashian is promoting criminal justice reform at the White House. The reality TV star joined Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday to help promote a new rule from the Small Business Administration that will lift loan restrictions for people with criminal records. Kardashian is a longtime advocate for nonviolent drug offenders and helped elevate the issue during the Trump administration. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
President Biden is unveiling new investments enabled by the Bipartisan Chips and Sciences Act. USA's John Schaefer with the details.
Thursday in Syracuse, New York, Biden announced a $6 billion deal with semiconductor manufacturer Micron.
In 2022, together with Leader Schumer, we wrote the Chips and Science Act. We used to invest significant amounts of money in research and development. We stopped doing it, but I was determined we were going to do it again. It's one of the most significant science and technology investments in our history.
This investment will aid in establishing two manufacturing hubs, one in Clay, New York, near Syracuse, and the other in Boise, Idaho, where Micron is headquartered. Boosting semiconductor production in the U.S. has been a central priority for Biden's administration.
Economic growth in the U.S. during the first quarter of the year was significantly slower than expected. According to the Commerce Department's latest figures, gross domestic product, the GDP, increased by 1.6%, falling short of economists' forecast of a 2.4% raise. The University of California is canceling its main commencement ceremony. This comes after on-campus protests have taken place following the school informing the valedictorian she would not be giving her speech.
The student had been opposed by pro-Israel groups, and the school cited unspecified security concerns when canceling her speech. I'm Jen Gelber, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Friday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Bill. Nice to be with you.
Hey, always good. So where do we start? Do we talk immunity? I mean, this is kind of amazing that, you know, this is the way our government works, that you've got SCOTUS analyzing, lifting up the hood on the executive branch of the government and looking at immunity. But as has been said by legal experts, including Jonathan Turley, that the best argument is being played out in Georgia and New York, doing the exact thing that the founders did not want to happen to the executive branch of the government, much less the president, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think to put this immunity issue in a context that's really understandable, you know, one thing that happened this past year in New York, which is really reprehensible, is the cops were stripped of their immunity from prosecution. And what it means is that any time a civilian has a complaint about a policeman doing something that they consider untoward, overly violent, brutal, whatever, they can bring a lawsuit. They can hold them criminally responsible. That you can't function as a cop with that kind of always in the rearview mirror, right? And so
exactly.
I think extending that to the presidency, imagine, for example, right now, is a really good example. 2 years from now, somebody could sue to hold Joe Biden criminally responsible for the deaths of civilians in Gaza. How would that happen? Well, he is ordering funding, which is translating into armaments for Israel, which is translating into the attacks on Hamas in Gaza, in which, yes, some civilians are being killed. So is Biden a criminal for doing that? A court could hold, yes, that he is up for prosecution because of that. But the reality is, as president, I imagine that almost every month you make a decision which 10 years later, 5 years later, someone could think was a criminal act. So
exactly.
This is a really important legal principle. And it is interesting. I think the Supreme Court, it looks like they took very seriously the protections that a president has to have. Yes, there were solid pushback on that. You know, can you really have an opponent assassinated? Obviously, most people would say no, that does not fall under the reasonable guidelines. And I think common sense kind of dictates some of this. If Trump in January, in November, December, and January, felt that the election had been rigged, if he genuinely believed it was a dishonest election, to me, there is nothing wrong with trying to delay the certification of that election. Because I think Trump felt at that point like nobody, you know, he had people kind of out there scurrying around trying to figure out, was there a case? were there situations in Detroit, in Philadelphia, et cetera, mm-hmm. which should be investigated.
Exactly.
His own attorney general said no and kind of walked off the job, and, you know, sort of right. mentally, Bill Barr right. didn't want to prosecute them. But I can understand where Trump ended up feeling like this was something that he should do. And mm-hmm. look, I'm not saying it was right. I'm just saying it's conceivable that he felt that as president, he needed to make sure that this was a solid election.
Right. Anyway, well, it was so radical, Liz. You know, the whole deal is the stage was set in such a way that it was a radical move where the country had never been in this situation before.
Yeah.
You know, with
yeah.
the pandemic, with the amount of changes happening, you know, on the fly in an election process. I mean, this was unprecedented. And as a duty of the, you know, the commander in chief or the chief executive officer of the country, he does have an obligation to ensure that the election is free and fair. And, you know, and Bill Clinton did what he did back with Bush v. Gore, right? To a degree.
Well, yes. And don't forget, there were things like Pennsylvania changing their laws about mail-in voting, which was not approved by the legislature, and according to the state constitution, that had to happen. So there were things that were definitely outside legal, normal channels. And so, look, everyone has their own view of what happened post-election, what happened on January 6th. I don't mean that, you know, all those views are acceptable, but I do think there's certainly a difference of opinion about it. I have, in fact, just as I'm sitting here talking to you, somebody on X said to me, you know, a true look into recent history when Trump egged on and incited a mob to violently overthrow democracy. That is really not what I saw happen on that
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
I don't think he did egg on. I think he egged on the crowd to make voice their discontent.
Exactly.
I totally agree with that. Did he really tell them to overthrow violently democracy? I don't think so. So anyway,
no, he said to go there peacefully. And again, it's in the eyes of the beholder. And when you've got 50% of the country being told that they should hate Trump, well, you know, that's their default position. And I get that. But it's unfortunate that this country where we are right now, that we're still talking about this 3.5 years later. Why is it so difficult to do an objective, look-see into the election? I mean, I think it's quite interesting that the primaries, you know, have taken place. You know, they got done, they got counted by midnight. Yeah. You know, we handled the primaries okay. All of a sudden, the general election where the stakes are right on the line, and now you're in the fourth quarter. You got all this shenanigans going on. You got what did we have, five or six in swing states, five or six of the states shut down all at the same time for the same amount of time, suspiciously, when the numbers were, and when you all of a sudden you flip the switch and the numbers have been reversed, you go, wait a minute, what happened here? So now I'm a bad person. I'm a bad person because I've observed something that seems to be inequitable. You know,
I think that's the most disturbing thing, actually, Bill. If you had, you know, firsthand evidence or had witnessed something that went wrong during the election, I'm not sure you're allowed to say so. I'm not sure that you wouldn't be prosecuted in some way, or I don't know. Look, I don't want to really get into that, but I wrote at the time in January of 2021 that if Biden were smart and if he really cared about the country, he would order a full-blown serious investigation into all of the allegations of voter fraud in cities like Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, etc., so that the public really would be confident that
exactly.
all those allegations had been taken seriously. They didn't do it. They couldn't do it, probably, because, first of all, who knows what the outcome would have been. But
right.
wouldn't that have been a good thing for the country to have everyone say, okay, bring us every charge you have, and we are going to very transparently follow those leads. But they couldn't do it. They didn't do it. And so here you are. I mean, it's really pretty incredible, right? Here we
right.
are all these years later. So the really important message, I think, for your listeners is if you don't like Joe Biden, for heaven's sake, vote in the upcoming election. Vote early. Vote in person. Who cares? Do not
exactly.
be dissuaded.
Make sure your voice counts. Liz Peek, got to go to break. More from Liz after this.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Phil Hotzenpone, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return, but are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, Liz Peek with you as well. And I will apologize to you. I'm sorry that we're having to talk about something that just won't go away. And you know, when you got 60% of the country saying, look, they just don't, there was just something fishy about it. And it's just like, you know, Liz, it's like when your kids lie to you. You wish that you know they're lying to you, you want them to tell the truth. It's just, I don't know, sometimes I can remember at times that would keep me up at night just thinking, well, why don't they just tell the, why did like, doesn't he just tell me the truth, you know? And here we are in a grander scale, and it's we're caught in this bucket of gum that it's just problematic, and it affects our worldview. It affects how we look at one another. This is the thing that's so difficult, because it tears us apart. It doesn't draw us together, and that's the unfortunate thing. Because go ahead.
No. I mean, I think it destroys confidence in American institutions. People are skeptical about elections. And the problem with that is I've met people who say, well, I'm just not even going to vote because I think it'll be rigged. Wrong. If it's an overwhelming vote, which I actually think in today's world is conceivable, that despite all his shortcomings and concerns people have about his character, whatever, Donald Trump could absolutely trounce Joe Biden in a fair election, even in a slightly unfair election. So it has to happen. I mean, I think, you know, consider what is going on today in a courtroom in New York. You have the prosecution telling stories about the National Enquirer buying up unsavory rumors and stories of women who supposedly had misdeeds or misadventures with Donald Trump, and suppressing them. Okay, on the other side of the ledger, we have the federal government conspiring with the FBI to suppress Hunter Biden's laptop story, and now Secretary of State Antony Blinken getting a whole slew of people, prestigious people, to sign on saying that looks like Russian disinformation. Okay, which is worse? You are, by the way, there is nothing yet that has come out of this trial in New York that is illegal, that's a crime. Yes. There is no crime. Everyone is on the edge of their seats waiting to see what crime it is that Alvin Bragg is going to support. I think there was a crime in sitting on that laptop, which the FBI absolutely knew was perfectly valid. It took the media 2 years to acknowledge that, yes, it does look like this was a true thing. So where's the criminal here? Is it the New York Times? Is it the FBI that refused to go to actually investigate the crimes contained on that laptop? And by the way, pretty good hints that the presidential candidate, Joe Biden, was corrupt, was taking money from China, et cetera. Give me a break. I mean, it is such a split screen, Bill. It makes, it makes you angry. You can hear anger in my voice. And I think a lot of people, if they think about it for 10 minutes, you really can get pretty worked up about this.
Well, you can. And then even before that, let's go back to 2015. Hillary Clinton drops off this Oppo research, a big fat lie into the political process. You talk about, here they are accused Trump of saying, hey, look, I think there's a problem with the election. She front loads the deal, lies about Russian disinformation, her costs the people millions of dollars. And what do? Do they send her a bill for all the legal fees or anything? No, they just give her a little slap on the wrist. That's it. They don't even disbar her. They don't, you know, there's no consequence for what she did in 2015, and she lives another day, and she comes on TV like she's got all kinds of credibility. Please get out of my face. I don't want to see you.
Yeah, and I'm not sure MSNBC and channels like that have ever been honest and said, this was all Hillary Clinton. She manufactured this whole Russia story, which, by the way, I still run into that. I ran into it the other day. Someone was saying, I couldn't vote for Trump. His big, you know, love affair with Putin. I'm like, what are you even talking about? He's the one that actually sent missile defense systems to neighboring countries of Russia to protect them from Putin. Guess what? Barack Obama didn't do that because Hillary Clinton's problem with Putin, if you remember going way back, is that she accused him of unfair elections. She cast doubt on his, 84th reelection or whatever as president of Russia, and he hated her for it. So he did everything possible in the way of disinformation to make her look bad. That's what she was railing against. But all this complete fabrication of some kind of alliance between Moscow and Trump is disgusting. It actually is disgusting because it continues to taint his presidency then, and it does even now.
Well, fortunately, there's such a clear contrast between the two administrations. I mean, Trump, look what he did, you know, for us. Energy independence, more job creation. You know, I know Biden tries to claim job creation. It's laughable. But, it's just like, you know, 4 years of winning, Liz, and the American people woke up and said, you know what, Liz, I hate winning. I want to lose.
Are you tired of winning? Yes, we're tired of winning.
Well, I mean, and my mantra, by the way, is this, is that, you know, people say four more years for Trump. I say 12. You got to do 12 because you got four for Trump. His vice president is key because if we're going to take back the government, it's not going to happen in 4 years. We need that baton passed on to another conservative perspective and worldview holder who can, continue to ferret out the deep state and to get this country back on track and to return to we the people. So we have to think in terms of 12 years, not 4 years, at least.
And so who's your pick for VP?
Can't tell you. I don't have a solid pick, to be honest with you. I don't. I know people.
I don't
people
think
like,
anybody does. Truthfully, you know.
I hear Tim Scott. I think that's a sentimental choice. But yeah. We need somebody who's going to have some strength to be able to follow Trump, because Trump's going to turn some tables over, and look at just even the mere threat of him coming to Dodge has got people, has got the deep state apoplectic, and they're breaking the law. They don't care. They're justified to break the law and destroy our constitution. You know, so it's got to take somebody.
Justified.
Yep, exactly.
It's true.
Yeah, without a doubt. Anyway, about 2.5 minutes left here. I did want to talk about it. We got this anti-Israel protest. You tweeted about this. You asked about it. Now we're in 30 plus campuses across the country.
Yeah, it's really abhorrent, because half these kids, maybe 2/3, have actually no idea what they're marching about. When they march in campuses and say, "I am Hamas," do they even know what they're doing? I mean,
no.
So this is, I just put out a piece at The Hill about this. Number one, these campuses have been veering left for decades, and no one has really paid any attention. And I put the blame on that totally on the trustees and the administrations. They don't care that 95% of their faculty is Democrat, liberal, whatever. And moreover, most of those faculty members don't even want to have a variety of opinion. They basically think that they're right, they're smug, they're know-it-alls. And that's not, I mean, I actually have data to back this up. The Harvard Crimson does surveys. That's what they show. They really don't like open debate. And so we have a problem, which is going to take a long time to correct. Number two, these kids are ignorant. They really don't know anything about the Holocaust. I talk in this column at Yale, there are 191 undergraduate course offerings on gender, and there's 16 that have anything to do with World War II or the Holocaust. So just kind of put that in your
exactly.
hat as sort of interesting variables. And third, Joe Biden is the one that he's made a big thing about this whole program to combat anti-Semitism. Good for him. Where is he? Where all these fundraisers he's doing, he isn't talking about this at all. I read the transcripts of what he's talking about. He's mum on the anti-Semitic horribleness that's going on. So that is, to me, a tremendous failure of leadership. He is not a leader. He's a coward. He is terrified of losing the Arab American vote in Detroit, in Michigan. And losing an essential swing state, that's his problem, and really shame on Joe Biden.
Well, in these university presidents, the leadership is anemic in all these institutions, and it's quite clear.
Yeah.
That's what is showing. And to me, it's laughable. You know, here's Joe Biden trying to interfere and meddle with what's going on in Israel, and he doesn't even know the difference between Rafah and Haifa.
Chinese companies have flooded our country with illegal disposable vapes in youth-appealing flavors. Here's former Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Gil Kerlikowske.
Weak enforcement has enabled Chinese vape companies to flood store shelves with dangerous illegal vapes. We need federal officials to stop illegal vapes from entering the U.S. and we need local and state enforcement to take them off the shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is telling House Speaker Mike Johnson it's up to state governors to decide if the National Guard is needed to subdue pro-Palestine protests on college campuses. Johnson called on President Biden to call in the National Guard after visiting Columbia University on Wednesday. The speaker said there is an appropriate time for the National Guard if the protests aren't contained quickly. A diverse group of nearly 300 music artists is asking Congress for ticketing reforms. A letter to U.S. Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee Chair Maria Cantwell and Ranking Member Ted Cruz says the current ticketing system is broken and predatory resellers are siphoning money away from fans and performers. The letter asks the senators to support the Fans First Act, which would ban fake tickets and deceptive marketing tactics. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have the one and only Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, author of his book, Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Have Hurt Black Americans, and dare I say, Americans at large. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
It's always great to come on your program.
Hey, I so appreciate you, especially right now when all things constitutional are it's just being obliterated with the renewal of the FISA directive again, order, you know, an encroachment on our Fourth Amendment right after all the hooting and hollering by those on the Beltway that were talking about the egregious offenses of the FBI. But, you know, the FBI was empowered because of the open borders, because they could say, look, at if you don't give us FISA, something, you know, clearly red lights are on. We've got danger abounding here, and we need that FISA document. In fact, we need that plus, right?
Well, that is the argument that they've made. And now you and I have talked about this particular issue. I look at America as, say, the largest jewelry shop or gold bullion shop on the planet. It is an attractive option where people are wanting to take it because of the value that they see. And it would be reckless and foolish to simply say, let's just trust everybody and we'll be fine. As you and I have said, if we got rid of guards at the bank, we would have more armed robberies of banks than less. The question is, having now seen the misuse of this power and this authority, when we have elevated risk of some jeopardy to America, instead of focusing on on that like a laser. What we saw last year was a report that, in fact, the FBI and the federal government abused these authorities.
Yes.
My issue with regard to renewal would be coming up with ways to ensure a heightened sanction for abuse. Right now, the debate is really only focused like a laser on the role of a court to give warrants. We should think back to what happened in the first early years of the Trump administration when it was revealed that there were multiple false affidavits submitted to the FISA court.
Right.
Many said at the time, well, the FISA court is going to sanction someone. The justices and judges on that court never sanctioned anyone. We're now saying, okay, let's rely on them again. This is Lucy and the football.
Yes, exactly.
What we actually need is a greater penalty. There needs to be a new division of the Department of Justice whose sole job is to ferret out abuse of this authority. If you're looking and using this authority to check in on who your girlfriend is seeing, you ought to be indicted. If you are pushing or pursuing your political opponents using this, you ought to be indicted. In fact, if, and I'm going to say this, it is so serious, this misuse, that undermines our community's willingness to have this power and thus putting us all at risk, we must even consider this the same type of punishment that we would provide for treason. That's the seriousness that we ought to treat this. Secondly, we need a community oversight. There needs to be appointments made with representatives from members of Congress, from the executive, and from the public at large who review regularly all of the activities so that they could then refer for prosecution. These are the types of things that you have to do. The mere point of saying, let's just have more court warrants, when all the sanction we've seen constitutionally ever for a misuse of a court warrant is that the case against you gets scrapped. I don't want the case against you scrapped. I want the abusers punished.
Exactly, because we got to know to count on this, Horace. This is what the Constitution is all. This is what law and order is all about, and what the left has done, and what the bureaucracy, the bureaucratic apparatchik, you could call it their own version of the bureaucratic industrialized complex. What they have done is they've fortified their interest and protected themselves.
Yes.
You know, from accountability, to your point. But this is so egregious. This is so fundamental. It's like it's like cheating at golf. You know, if you cheat at golf, guess what? A lot of they don't want to play with you anymore. You know, and just in a simple game like that, you have no credibility. I don't want to play with you. I don't even want to bet. Don't even offer any kind of bet whatsoever because you're a cheater. Right.
And we put America at risk. Now, we got two choices, and they forced us into these two choices. Mm-hmm. One is, we don't have the protection. We get rid of the armed guards at the bank. Or two, we let the armed guards randomly pick people who are doing business and just shoot them. Those shouldn't be our options. We ought to have the ability to hold accountable. And I have watched, and we have now nearly 8 years, no accountability for abuses. We had an attorney in Washington, D.C., who knowingly could be shown to have submitted false information. He took a document, modified it so that it said the opposite of what it should say, submitted that as part of a FISA warrant, and he was acquitted at trial. We absolutely cannot abide this kind of behavior. It can't be if you're going going after Trump or a Trump supporter, it's okay to abuse this power. We absolutely must change the statute, make it easier to enforce so that people understand we need this power, we're going to use this power, you abuse this power, you will pay the price.
Exactly. Horace, you touch on something that's really critical here, and this is driving people nuts. And it's talked about all the time. I mean, all the TV stations, the pundits, you know, they all echo the same thing, that it's a two-tiered justice system. But that's all they say. It's a two-tiered, and it's like, okay, so we've identified the problem, so what the hell are we going to do about it?
Yeah, absolutely. This is antithetical to a legal system. Remember, we have a Wall Street Journal reporter being held in Russia. And they do so because in Russia, you're not required to follow the rule of law. You get the order of what you're going to do, and you target. In America, you're supposed to try whatever the violation is, not the individual. But Americans are increasingly seeing evidence that we're targeting individuals rather than trials. Remember now, our former First Lady, Senator, and candidate for President, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, engaged in destruction of subpoenaed materials. And yet, no charges. No charges ultimately occurred. A president, former President Donald Trump, actually had authority to have access to documents, and now he is charged with failing to share or return documents that he lawfully had authority to. He did not destroy those documents like she did, and yet he's actually charged with espionage. This is a double standard. This is not how the rule of law is supposed to work.
It's intolerable. It violates all principles of what we believe in as Americans. Got to go to break. We've got more from Horace on the other side. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
America, Bill Martinez here. Horace Cooper continues with us, thank heavens, to kind of straighten this thing all out, because Horace, I got to tell you, people are seeing what's happening in our world today with all that's going on with Donald Trump, the J6ers, the destruction of property. Again, this is coming to the forefront. Speaking of the destruction of evidence, the Jan 6 committee was told to hold on to that evidence. They destroyed evidence, millions of dollars of evidence that was paid for by the American people. Destroyed. I mean, what's up with that when we're trying to figure out, really, you know, I've maintained what happened on January 6th didn't just happen on January 6th. I think you got to roll the calendar back, maybe even a year earlier, to begin to realize the genesis of all that occurred that led to the election of 2020. And because of the results and all that happened, then we had January 6th. And meanwhile, the powers to be of this controlling government and bureaucracy of ours says, oh, there's nothing here. Shut up. Joe Biden won, and the orchestration of everything that happened on January 6th was just happenstantial. The fact that you had 40 FBI agents in the field there dressed in with MAGA hats and infiltrating the crowds. Oh, there's nothing to see here. Let's just move on. The people got worked. We got manipulated. We got lied to. We continue to get lied to. And we cannot exercise our free speech and say, I was talking with a former ambassador the other day, Horace. I said, you know, you ask if it's a free or fair. I don't know. And I should know, as somebody who participated in the election, and when you've got over 60% of America saying the same thing, they don't know, that's a problem, Horace.
We did surveys when we were asking black Americans about their willingness to vote and participate in the context of voter ID. And you know what the number one answer that we got, and it turns out, it's not race specific.
Right.
We don't want to vote if we don't think our vote is going to count.
Amen.
Self-government requires all Americans to believe that at the end of the day, it makes a difference whether or not they participate. You take a country like Australia, it's against the law not to vote.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that. We have a system that says you choose whether you're going to. Now, I want to take us back nearly 25 years ago, and that was a case called Bush v. Gore, in which it was pretty obvious to all watching at the time that one political party and one political campaign was unlawfully manipulating the system in order to get elected. The Supreme Court intervened, they rightly did so, and they determined that there was a violation of due process when you could count separately in counties. counties where a candidate was more popular using one technique and a different technique in a county where that same candidate wasn't as popular. The Supreme Court said, no, you aren't allowed to do that.
Exactly.
Here's what happened. The media said the Supreme Court should have left it alone. And they have attacked the Supreme Court without remembering one campaign was actually manipulating the law and illegally attempting to take a victory. Now, in 2020, when a case came before the court, I believe that the intimidation of more than 20 years of saying the Supreme Court should never have intervened caused the court to not intervene. And we are now stuck with the consequences of the court having failed to answer some of these critical questions.
Exactly.
The media tells us, oh, all of these cases have been adjudicated. No, they weren't.
Right.
The court determined that they wouldn't adjudicate them. And now we're stuck with these answers. And our legal system allows people to bring forward cases, even like yesterday's Supreme Court case on immunity. These issues continue coming forward precisely because we should not have ever shamed the court into staying out of it. The court in 2020 should have answered these questions about the slates that were submitted, about the authority of the vice president. The Supreme Court should have answered these questions, and it would have allowed us to go forward with a clear understanding of what the law is.
Yeah, and this has been the problem, Horace. You know, I was looking, researching voter fraud, even back to the 1700s. Voter fraud's been around, you know, since the history of man, regardless of what Eric Holder says. There's no such thing. I can't believe it. He made that statement. It's so ridiculous. Maybe he could be the new press secretary for Joe Biden, I guess, because he's so delusional to say that voter fraud doesn't exist. Of course it exists. That's why people are jailed and convicted for voter fraud. And certainly what happened in 2020 was at a scale that was unprecedented. It was the perfect storm. You had a pandemic. You had a storming of the state houses by Democratic attorneys in mass numbers, just putting all kinds of pressure and threats and coercion. I mean, they coerced the vote. And goes back to your earlier point, Horace, they did this with impunity. There was no consequence to it. The consequence was they got Joe Biden elected and they rigged an election.
So we should have had answers to how elections were being held in Pennsylvania. We should have had answers for how elections were held in Wisconsin and also in Michigan. Instead, when the sitting president vacated the White House, left Washington, D.C., the Supreme Court mooted all of those. A mooted decision is not the same thing as an actual decision.
Exactly.
There was only one victory that went away when the former president left Washington, D.C., and that was a finding in Wisconsin that, in fact, the way that votes were collected in boxes violated state law. But rather than allow that to come to a fruition, again, that case ended up being mooted. We needed answers to the questions. The American people needed them. And shame on the media and shame on the left for saying to the Supreme Court, the last time that there was an attempt to steal an election, you prevented it. Shame on you. You should have stayed out of it. And apparently the lesson held this time when it looks like there was an attempt to steal an election, the Supreme Court stepped aside. We today still have these questions that have to be answered, including the January 6th so-called rioters. The courts are still struggling with what to do about the situation when what we should have done all along was answer these questions before January 20th, 2020.
Isn't the answer in the Constitution, Horace? Why are we ignoring the Constitution on these issues? I mean, because that's what leadership does. It brings you back to standard to say, okay, these are the guidelines for this, but the Constitution has been thrown out, and so we don't know what to do. We're untethered right now when it comes to law and order, are we not?
Well, we are. In fact, what we're seeing is this selective prosecution. Again, the Supreme Court is concerned that its rulings will be seen as siding with one campaign over the other. The Supreme Court needs to dispense with that. It
yes.
needs to just answer the law.
Yeah.
We have never seen a situation where a candidate is charged in four separate trials. Oh, and by the way, yesterday's hearing before the Supreme Court, the candidate who is entitled to go to the Supreme Court and hear the case, his case, was told by a state court judge that no, he could not. Again, these are the kinds of questions that ought to be answered. The gag order that the judge in that New York case has put forward. That absolutely ought to be something that federal courts opine about. I believe that were they to do so, they would determine that the gag order is completely unconstitutional and ahistorical in how it's being applied.
Well, Horace, when you have the legal profession, as we know, the majority of attorneys these days and judges are progressives. I mean, they're liberals. They're siding with the Democratic Party for the most part. I mean, you know, that's where they put their money, they support. Clearly, they're prejudiced and biased. How do we root this out, you know, to where they can find a conscience and, you know, a sense of fair play and reconnect with something, with a document, the Constitution, that they've been trained and taught to ignore?
So when I taught constitutional law, one of the things that we did, we sometimes surprised the students. We brought copies of the actual Constitution. We're not going to teach what the rulings are first. We're going to teach what does the Constitution actually say. Now, one of the risk factors that I've observed has been the left has engaged in so many improper actions and standards, the temptation has been to respond by the right with similar improper impositions. What I say to the left is this: let no man be deceived. Whatsoever you reap, you will sow.
Exactly.
They are creating the very division. They are creating the very unwillingness to follow the rule of law. I want them to stop. I want our audience to understand it's important that they stop. It's not the case that we target other people who are on the left, that we single them out with made-up rules. That's what the left does. The left needs to stop doing it, and the federal courts need to make sure that they protect the principle that we are a rule of law regime, not a rule of man regime, by insisting that we only accept law principles rather than targeting individuals.
Exactly. Got to leave it there. Horace Cooper, as always, appreciate the insight. Horace, of course, is the former constitutional professor and current legal analyst that we always appreciate when he comes on the show. Thank you, Horace. Take care.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr.